I'm talking to Ian Smith. Ian, when you arrived in Narrabundah from Glasgow in Scotland and you got to the house, can you describe the equipment in the house?
We had everything in the house because my father lived here for nearly 9 months. Well, for 6 months before we arrived. So he had all the furniture and beds and everything.
And what was like the hot water system?
The hot water system was over the sink. The one over the sink was a ducts water heater.
The bath?
Was a chip heater, what they call the chip heater.
What was that powered by?
It was powered by a fire underneath, boiling the water in the copper. And when it boiled, it squirted the water into the bath.
Oh, yeah. And what about heating? How was the house heating?
There was a stove in the lounge room and the kitchen stove, a wood stove in the kitchen.
And you had a wood shed at the back? Or?
Yeah, a little shed at the back of the yard on the drive side. We didn't hold much though, it was only very shallow. But it was enough to keep your gardening tools in.
And like for your mum, how would she do like the washing?
She had a copper.
And where was that?
In the laundry.
In the house?
Yeah, in the house, in the laundry.
And that was on the way to the toilet, was it? That corridor?
Yeah, the toilet and the laundry were in the same area at the back of the house, near the back door.
And was that a copper?
Copper.
Was that wood fired?
No, it was electric.
Electric copper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like for... if you can recall the memories of your parents, what were they interested in outside of like earning their living?
Well, my father worked for the Department of Interior as a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And my next door neighbour also was a plumber. I don't know where he worked, but my father worked for the Department of Interior, which was located at the Kingston, near the Kingston bus sheds at Kingston.
Yeah, but what were their interests outside work?
Oh, dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing. They used to go to the dances at the Burns Club, which was located in down near the causeway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And your mum's role in the family, she was home duties, I assume.
No. She worked in Ogilvy's cake shop in Kingston.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She worked in a shop in Scotland, Price's Pies. And when she came here, she got a job with a Scottish family at the Ogilvy's at Kingston in their cake shop, selling the cakes and that they baked and bread.
And she would do all the housework? The cleaning, the washing?
Yeah, before work or after work, or at the weekends.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do, when you got home during the weekday? Did you listen to the radio, or was there a gramophone or piano?
Yeah,
or?
We listened to the radio.
And what else? How else would you amuse yourself?
We'd go for rides on push bikes. We'd ride the bike to Civic and get ourselves a milkshake or a juice and then ride back to Narrabundah.
Oh yeah, and how would you get around? Would you walk or would you get the bus or did you have bikes?
No, we used our push bikes. Everything.
Yeah. And did you ever go away for holidays?
No, we didn't go away for holidays. We were too busy for that, There was four of us. But we used to go do our swimming down here at Mill Creek.
Mm-hmm.
As kids, used to swim at Mill Creek.
And you used to play soccer? Soccer at the Oval?
I played soccer up at Turner. Oh, Turner Hostel. I used to ride my bike from Narrabundah to Northbourne Oval for training during the week. And at the weekends, there used to be soccer competition at Turner Oval near the university. And we played soccer there nearly every weekend.
And was soccer very multicultural?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It started off as being multicultural. No, it didn't. The Polish people in Canberra had their own team. The German club had the German people had their own team. The Italians had theirs. The Dutch had theirs, and the British and Australians had their team.
Oh, yeah.
The Polish team was called Balkan, the German team was called Napad, the Dutch team was called Hollandia, the Italian team was called, can't think of the name of the Italian one, Roma. The Italian team was Roma, and the British team was Canberra United and Burns Club.
Oh, and this was all over Canberra?
All over Canberra, yeah. We used to play all over Canberra. And we played also against the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. They all had soccer teams.
Oh, yes.
And I used to ride a horse at the weekend. I had a horse.
Oh, really? Where did you ride that?
In Narrabundah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to ride it from Narrabundah to West Block and back to Narrabundah.
Hmm.
My father's friend, who was a bricklayer, another Scotsman, he gave me the horse before he left Canberra. He moved down to Sale and he gave me the horse and he showed me how to look after it, and I used to ride it the weekends.
Oh, yeah. And was there...
Malita.
Malita was a Maltese team.
Oh, yeah. And one other last thing. Was it a bookmaker in Narrabundah, or was it betting? Or were you aware of that?
No, SP there bookies.
There was?
At the pubs.
At the pubs.
SP bookies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
At the Kingston and the Wellington.
Oh, so people go there Saturdays for their racing, listen to the races and
put
their bets on.
Not put the bets on, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, well, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we used to, my friend and I, who lived in Narrabundah too, but he moved away to Sydney because his parents lived there. He was an electrician. And him and I used to hire horses from a Mrs. Llewellyn, who had stables up in Acton, where the old hospital used to be. And we used to go there and hire horses and take them out for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to ride all over Canberra.
Oh, yeah.
But then when I got my own horse, I didn't have to go and hire one anymore. I had my own.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Ian. Thank you very much for your time.
Right. And near where the glass house is, to the side of the glass house, where they make the glass, the fast blowing, that's where I kept my horse.